Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone. And here we are. We are at Sunday, August 7th, 2016. And I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday afternoon. I hope the weather is nice and shiny and got that new car smell to it. And you're having a good time. And if you're not, well, just stay tuned. It will improve, I promise you. Well, you know, to further speak of good times, did everyone see the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics down in beautiful Rio de Janeiro, Brazil? I just love the opening ceremonies of both the Winter and the Summer Olympics. It's just, you know, the pageantry, the colors. I think it was just the most colorful Summer Olympics I've seen in a long time. Just beautiful. It just showed all of the exotic beauty of Brazil and all the various cultures and the beautiful, gorgeous people, the children, the animals, the plants. I mean, everything in Brazil is just, please. Been all over the world, never been to the Olympics. No, I haven't been to the Olympics. I meant to say been to Brazil. No, I've never been to nor the Olympics, but hopefully maybe next Olympics, we can broadcast our show from there. We'll have everything up and running, more sponsors and what have you. But no, have not been to Brazil. That is on the bucket list for sure. Well, before I tell you about our guest for this show, I want to say that we had a wonderful time last week to further speak of NBC at the NBC Summer Radio Tour, as they call it, where we had the opportunity to meet and greet with a lot of the celebrities on the NBC Universal Networks that will have new television shows this fall and some who will have returning shows. And so we'll be bringing you excerpts of interviews from that event just ended just a couple of days ago. Yeah. So, okay, let's go back to the Olympics. If you have, maybe you've been under a rock or something and you don't know what's going on. If you are into sports, you love the Olympics, let me just quickly tell you a summary here, just a partial summary. Olympiads Chase Kalis, Maya Dorado, and Katie Ledecky all scored silver medals in their first swimming events. Okay. Then Carrie Walsh Jennings and April Ross not only made their Olympic debut, but they also dominated in their first match of pool play in the beach volleyball competition as day two of the Olympics continues again in the beautiful country of Brazil. And if you'd like to hear more about what you can expect on tonight's continuous coverage by NBC, let's take a listen for yourself.
Tonight, from the Rio Olympics, Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas lead the U.S. gymnastics squad into team competition.
It's Simone Biles' world, and we're just living in it.
While a big night in the pool is highlighted by the women's 400-meter freestyle and men's 4x100 freestyle finals. The Rio Olympics, tonight at 7, 6 Central, only on NBC.
That's right, everybody. If you are a big fan of sports, especially international sports, and it's not too many people who do not like watching the Olympics, but if swimming and gymnastics, if that's your thing about the Olympics, then you need to tune in tonight on NBC. The women's gymnastics team, again, makes their first appearance in Rio, led by world champion Simone Biles. once again, the Rio Olympics will be airing. I think the best thing to say is check your listings in your local time zone. But for sure, it's streaming on NBC, and you can watch it on NBC. Or if you just can't keep up, go to NBCOlympics.com, and you can find all of the streaming links and the highlights. You know, is you know, minute by minute, up to the minute, up to the second, play by play of everything that is about the Olympics. Okay, let's move on to our guest. Now, what about this? Would you kiss a total stranger in the name of finding true love? Would you do that? I know some people out here who are just so love starved, they would do just about anything that's legal, okay? Well, now, you know, that's the question that the new reality dating show, Love at First Kiss, is all about. Have you guys seen it? It made its premiere this past Wednesday, August 3, on the TLC network. And it's from the producers that brought us The Bachelor. So, you know, they know a thing or two about dating and reality shows. So, you know, even though people may not totally agree with it, New York Magazine has called the show the worst reality. This is funny. They called it the worst reality show to ever air on television. But on the other hand, another publication totally disagrees, and they call it an interesting show. So you got two various opinions there, polar opposites. So if you've seen it, I would love to hear what is your take about Love at First Kiss. It airs at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on the TLC channel. And like I said, it has had one showing, and the response has been mixed. But let me tell you about the gimmick of the show. It puts two people, they go into this room. It's a pretty sterile, kind of clinical blank room there. Has no windows and no draperies, curtains, and anything like that. These are two strangers, and they walk in, and they start kissing. And so they're trying to see if they're a natural emotional reaction. Is it going to, you know, just lock in naturally there? So if so, they can choose to go on a 2-minute speed date. Yes, if there's a natural mutual attraction after the kiss, they can go to another area like a sound stage. I think it looks like a sound stage to me. And they can take it from there. They can go from after that on a real live date, you know, like a, you know, like the restaurant or beach or park or something like that, maybe a movie. So would you do this? Would you do this really? Maybe, I don't know. I don't think I could do it. I'm sorry. I could not do it. But apparently there are people who are willing to do it because we have willing participants who were contestants and are contestants in this show. Now, we had an opportunity to speak with one of those contestants. His name is Shondo Blades, B-L-A-D-E-S. And I know people probably say, I know that name. I've heard that name from somewhere. And you know something? You are absolutely correct. Shondo Blades was a part of the cast of another show, ABC. When a couple of years ago, they had this show. It's like a fantasy reality show called The Quest. You know, there you go. And Shondo Blades was a part of that show. So now he is a contestant and a part of, I guess you could call it a cast, but he's part of the show, Love at First Kiss. And I had a chance to talk to him. Actually, it was about 3 days before the premiere of the show. So if you'll hear us talking about August 3, it's because we had intentions of airing it before August 3, but I had to leave for LA and stayed a lot longer than I thought. But anyway, Shondo Blades, he's a part of the show, and he's going to give us insight up close and personal. Yeah, we're going to lock conversation. We're not going to lock lips, but we are going to lock in conversation about TLC's latest show, And you know, TLC can have some wild shows. I mean, they are very, very entertaining. They may be some of them that kind of gross certain people out, but I watch them. I really do. I watch all of them. This one, this is a wild one. So let's get to my conversation with Shondo Glaze from the new TLC reality show, Love at First Kiss. Let's go.
Okay, everyone, we have one of the stars of TLC's latest upcoming new shows, Love at First Kiss. You've seen the promos. I know you have. And the title says it all. The title really lives up to what the show is about. And so right now on the line with us is the one and only Shondo Glaze, who is one of the featured people on the show. Hi, Shondo. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. I'm just anxious to get... Okay, Love at First Kiss. First of all, I'm going to tell everybody it's going to premiere August 3, 1, 2, 3, you know, the number before 4, 1 after 2, that one. 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on the TLC Network. Now, Shondo, is this show really just what it says, Love at First Kiss? Because I've seen those promos, and it was like, ooh, okay. Well, tell me.
It's exactly what it says. They put you in a situation where you get a chance to kiss somebody and see if the magic kind of happens right then and you want to continue on with them. So, I mean, in a sense, yeah, it's exactly what it says. They want to see if you find love at first kiss.
But, Shondo, you never, I mean, there's a promo clip that we have there. And people can go to the TLC Network's website and see the promo clip. And I know people have seen it on TV. But this flaming, she's a gorgeous redhead. You had never seen her before?
I'd never seen her a day in my life. I mean, when they showed me the girl, I was like, oh, that looks like Ariel from The Little Mermaid. That's what my brain is telling me. But, yeah, I'd never seen her before. That was my first day swagging out with her.
So it was like, what were you guys? You were in the studio or where? Where were you?
It was a studio. We had different rooms or whatever. I'd come from the dressing room and I'd go wait and they'd kind of do the little pre-interview process on, you know, what I was looking for and things of that nature. And then we just got right down to lip locking pretty much.
No practice smacks or hugs?
Nah. You know, just practice. What Alan Iverson say? Practice. You don't need no. You talking about practice? Like, no, I'm a game time player. We don't need practice for that.
No. Okay. Well, now I'm gonna let everybody know that this is the show was created by the people who brought us The Bachelor. You know, that's a hit show. So.
Yep.
Okay, now, Shondo, I understand that you have this kissing technique called the whirly-dirly. What is
the whirly-dirly?
That?
The whirly-dirly is just to where you're circulating the tongue in a nice clockwise, and then after a certain amount of times clockwise, counterclockwise motion, up, down, then you're out of there. So that's the whirly-dirly, you know what I mean? So that's kind of my technique when I'm going into things. I try to implement it whenever I can.
So you make it sound like surgery. You just go in there, you can just scalpel, you cut it out, and you're out of there. Bye.
That's it. You know, I keep it. I didn't want to make it too dramatic, like Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio type kiss. I wanted to get right to it, and I wanted to see if I could feel that spark suck on that bottom lip, and then I was gone.
That was it. Okay. So did you leave her weak in the knees, or do we just have to tune in and find out what happened to the redhead?
You're going to have to stay tuned and find out if she was weak in the knees and quivering and all that other kind of stuff, you know, because I'd be a fool to just say that without you watching. So, you're going to have to just tune in and see.
Okay, so, you know, is there a second kiss, or we have to, again, tune in?
This is one of those things you just have to tune in. I want the dramatics of the kiss to pull you in to see, is there more kisses? Is there a date? Is there a love connection? Like, you guys got to watch for all of that.
I'll be tuning in. Well, when your crew first told you, Shondo, Man, there's this new show. You know TLC. Mm-hmm. You know how TLC rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard the format and the premise and in the synopsis. What was your immediate first reaction?
Gotta do it.
Go. Oh, wow.
Gotta do it. That was my instant reaction. Gotta do it. Because it's fun. It's a way to kind of, you know, break down walls and barriers that kind of exist with people, and just get right to it. You know what I mean? We're very physical people as human beings, and I think that sometimes we kind of get away from the physicality of things just because we want to appear that we're into other things about people. When a lot of times it's like, you know what? I bet your lips are super soft. And that's what I want to see right now. All the other stuff is the other stuff, but I bet that your lips are super soft, and I want to see that now. So I think that's what the show kind of cut right down to it, like most people want to do anyway. They want to get right to the business.
Yes, they do, especially guys. Guys are just to the point, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, women, you know, we're really, he's just so sweet. And guys are like, nah, let's get right to the point.
Let's get right to it. Let's get right to it. Because I think a lot of times that women, you guys will appear to be that way because that's again how a lot of the world has told you guys to be. If you just come right out and say, oh, I wanted to see if you could do this and do that, it's kind of like, you know, you guys may be viewed as fast or, you know, a little on the freakier side. And sometimes you may not want to portray that to the world. So I think this was an excuse for a lot of even the girls kind of live out what they naturally want to do, but they just can't say that this is all they want to do in the
community. That's right, because it's not socially, politically correct for
right.
women. I understand.
Right. I think it was more for the women than it was than it was the men, because we're dogs regardless. But for the ladies, you know, you guys have to mask your dogism. You know what I mean? So I think it was an aid for the women more than even the men.
Well, now, okay, did the producers tell you guys, okay, this kiss has a time limit on it, or they just let it flow naturally?
Oh, man, they just let us flag out, man. Like, if you were a long kiss, I'm sure if you would have tried to give a Snow White kiss, they probably would have been like, okay, but, you know, we have to cut the commercial and come back, and you'll still be kissing. Like, that's no bueno. But, you know, they didn't give us any time limits. They were like, hey, you know, kiss as long as you want. Touch however you want with, ooh, you know, within staying in the guidelines of cable television.
Okay.
And they just let it happen. They let it happen naturally and organically as possible as you can for a room full of cameras and strangers.
Were you nervous?
Me? No. No.
Where you used to being in front of the camera? We're gonna get to that in a minute.
It was super fun for me, honestly, you know. Turned on a little bit as far as, you know, when cameras are there, that's, you know, it's more exciting that way. So, no, I wasn't nervous at all. I was super excited.
Well, I want to let the listeners know that the other side of this show is that once the first kiss is done, if there's a spark, and I understand that if there's a spark, the couple then goes on a date. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And then if the first date is cool, what, do you go on a second date or third date or what?
Again, that's one of those type of things where you just have to tune in. Basically, what I can say is the kiss is to see if there's a spark, and from the spark goes whatever, you know, whatever else comes with it. In some instances, it may have been a date. You know, another instance, it may have been just, you know, meeting up in a room or something like that. But, you know, it's just, they want to see if the kiss leads to anything else. That's the biggest thing. I think the kiss is kind of the mainstay of the show, and then everything else under that is just kind of, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm going to go back to the whirly-dirly for a minute here.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how powerful is the whirly-dirly kiss?
I mean, but you talking about as far as when I do it?
Yes.
I think it's a 27 when I do it, but I mean, if somebody else were to attempt it, I knew a girl that got probably up to level 20 with it.
Oh, my
She
gosh.
Was pretty damn good. She wasn't a 27, mm-hmm. but she was about a 20 with it. So, okay. You know, yeah, I still got her name in my phone book. So, you know, that's how that goes. But, yeah, it's on The whirly dirly for myself, I can get to about a 27 with it. But on a scale of 1 to 10 for anybody else, they're usually around like an 8, you know, 7, 8. That's usually what I'm generally getting.
I'll say, do you coach people on the whirly dirly or what?
You know, it's kind of one of those things that if you coach it, it's no longer sexy anymore. It's kind of like if I tell you a joke and you don't originally get it and I go through the joke, you know, line by line and try to make you understand what I'm saying, it's like the moment is gone. So, no, I don't really coach it. It's kind of something that you got to be born with. You know, you got to be born with these abilities and this dexterity in your tongue muscles to be able to make the whirly dirly a reality.
Well, to further speak of born with it, DNA, all that stuff, you are, as a lot of people look at the show and they're going to say, I've seen that guy before. Well, if you say that, folks, you are exactly right, because Shonda Blaze was one of the featured stars and contestants on ABC's, I thought it was a big hit show myself, The Quest, the adventure fantasy action series. And in addition to that, you have done television commercials and modeling and all of that. You are buffed to the bone because you're also a professional MMA fighter. So, okay, with all of that being said, I know you have got to have some kind of chick somewhere around. And when they see you on this show, is that relationship going to be over, or have you already, you know, talked to her?
Well, I mean, this is what it is. Swagging out with ladies is just me. That's what I do. So people that deal with me, they just let me be me. And that's what I forgive the third person, but they just let Shondo be Shondo. And that's what I'm grateful for that, and I'm appreciative of that, because that's just what it is. Like, but this opportunity came about, and they say, hey, you want to kiss some ladies and see what? Hell yeah, that's what I want to do, because that's what I do. You know, so... Nah, I didn't go through any of that.
No drama.
You know, okay. I mean, you know.
Wait until she has she seen the clip?
No, I've only seen the clip a couple
of
times.
Okay, I'm gonna call you back after this airs. I want to see what does she have to say after it airs. The show airs on August 3.
That remains of being seen, but I know right now on this sunny day, we swagging out riding down the street, baby.
Okay, you're good. Today, you're good. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to see now. I'm going to see. Well, now, I know you get a lot of fan mail about the Quest show. I know we shouldn't really be talking about it, but, I mean, people want to know, is there a possibility that it'll come back, or do you know?
It is a possibility it'll come back just because the show was... has such a cult following, but a small cult following. It's just a numbers game. You know, ABC's trying to see if the numbers make sense. Other platforms are trying to see if the numbers make sense, if they want to buy, you know, the rights to the show to be able to do it. So all those things come into play. But, you know, when you're dealing with Hollywood and you're dealing with big-budget TV shows, it's all about numbers. I mean, it was the best new show of 2014. But again, because the genre that it's dealing with, they really want to see if those fans are going to be convertible. If they're going to continue to, you know, follow the show, they're trying to see what other shows are doing. Like, you know, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is huge. So it's kind of a similar fan base. So I think that all those things taken into consideration, that's kind of what's taking so long as far as, okay, do we, you know, shove out another X amount of million dollars to get, you know, to get the show done. So that's kind of, I believe, what's taking a while to see if they're going to do a season two.
Okay. Well, so fans will just have to stand by.
They got to stand by. They got to stay tuned. But I do believe that, you know, there's going to be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Oh, yeah, we want to see you come back. We want to see you, all of you guys, come back there. Well, okay. As far as you away from television I can't say that because MMA is television, but are you interested in going back and doing some more MMA work or what?
Well, honestly, MMA is my life has been just a series of steps. And whether you go from college football to MMA to television and things of that nature. Everything has just been a progressive stairwell for me. So I guess for fighting was just a step. You know what I mean? Just like people ask me, do I miss football? Because I was a 3-year starter in college. And it's like, no, I don't miss football because football got me to MMA. And then now it's like, you miss MMA? It's like, well, no, because I get to be an action hero on TV. So I don't, you know what I mean? I don't miss it. I just realized that everything was a step for me to get to the next level. And I basically just take that level and I power up and I go to the next thing. So that's really how I view the stuff when it comes down to that.
So do you have time to watch any of the matches, or you got any favorite fighters right now or what?
I don't really have any favorite fighters. I enjoy the game. I enjoy MMA because it's literally a chess match for dealing with the physical attributes of the human being. And I know that's kind of weird to understand for somebody that's never really done combat, but it really is a chess game. And then when you're talking about MMA, you're talking about a lot of different variables and a lot of different weapons that can be used to win a fight, whether you're talking about takedowns, punches, kicks, submissions, and things of that nature. So it's really a chess game. So I just enjoy watching people play the game. I enjoy training and playing the game myself to see how I can gain the advantage over someone, because that goes and it transfers over into business for myself. It transfers over into confidence when I'm going after a particular role and things like that, because it's a chess game.
It definitely is. I watch a lot. I'm not really that up on it, but my mom loves UFC and MMA, okay, all of that. She loves watching it all the time. But okay, it was very entertaining. Very entertaining. It's scary too. But well, yeah, you're right. When you said somebody who has not had any real conflict, I think the most conflict I've had, it was at a Black Friday sale with some chick. Yeah,
that can get ugly. That can turn into a baby octagon in itself.
That's right. I think they need to start doing it like that too. That would help. Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, Shonda, what do you, are there, I know you're involved in a lot of different projects on the table. Are there any that you can talk about that's coming in addition to the show?
Well, actually, about? I got fully patented and got my trademarks and everything that came in for a new fight apparatus that I created called the Jabber. It's basically, we're going to be getting the website up soon. I don't want to say for sure, but it'll probably be the jabber.com. But yeah, it's a fight apparatus that I actually thought about when I was on set one day, and I had a dream about it. I woke up, I drew it in my composition notebook. As soon as I got back from set, I went to Home Depot, built the prototype, and now we're in our first phase of full range production. And I actually will be demoing it at the LA Expo on August 21st, I do believe.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I was listening to you talk about it. I went to Home Depot and I got like this. Man, you sound so much like somebody in your family.
Yeah.
So much. That is so cute. Well, it's beyond cute. That's very, very good. And as many kids and young people out here who love MMA and UFC and all of that, I think you've really got a winner on your hands there. Really.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, in the meantime, until you get the official site up, give us some social media URLs, how we can stay in touch with you and what have you, find you.
Very simple. All social media is just Shondo, Shondo, Blades, Blades. So that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards. You can just get on, pull up Shondo Blades. Matter of fact, you can just Google it, and whatever you want to follow me on, let's get it. I love to talk to you. You know what I mean? If you guys send me messages and stuff, I try my best to respond and things like that. I try to post things that are near and dear to my heart, and try to keep guys up to date with the different projects and things that we have going on. So, yeah, man, Shondo Blades, baby.
Any video demonstrations of the whirly-dirly? No.
Oh, on the you guys have to tune in for that. I guess, you know, if I put videos up explaining it, then people may not want to watch TLC. So, no, you gotta tune in for that.
Okay, just checking, because I know some chick is going to email me. Why didn't you ask him, is there a video available of him demonstrating it?
Nah, I don't demonstrate it. It's just kind of one of those things that it just is. You know what I mean? You can't really demonstrate it outside of someone, because you'll probably look like you need to be in an insane asylum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That means I won't be, yeah, okay, never mind.
I wouldn't practice it just out, because that'll be a little strange. It'll be a little strange.
Well, I'm glad you said that. So. You're the expert on this. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, folks, ladies are going to lose their ever-loving mind over this. Love at First Kiss premieres August 1, 2, 3, August 3, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and all you people who live in the West Coast and Hawaii, y'all have to figure out your own time zones. I'm not good at math. But it's on the TLC network. I mean, just TLC has some of the most entertaining shows. I just don't know. I gotta commend them. I'll take my high heel shoes off to TLC. But Shondo, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And please, when the Jabber is officially released, we want you to come back and talk in depth about everything that it does and how you can be you. We just chat, because we love to talk.
Absolutely. I'll be more than happy. Just
that. Okay, well, I want you to hold on, but thank you so much, and we will be tuning in to get a first-hand demonstration of the whirly-dirly between Shondo Blaze and gorgeous, fiery, redhead Amanda. That's the young lady's name that you're, you know, anyway.
So, okay. There you go.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, that is, oh my God, that is Shondo Blaze. He is really a nice young man. I just love having him on the show. And I can't tell you the details, but he is going to be seen on a major hit television show coming up very soon. This is not a reality show, but it's a big one. It's a household name show. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But the Whirly Dirly, did you get the details about the Whirly Dirly with Shondo? That's his own brand. That's his own special brand of Kiss there. And so, you know, poor little Amanda sounds like she doesn't stand a chance from, oh my God, it's just too funny. She was his kissing partner on Love at First Kiss. Now, I must admit, I did not see the premiere episode because I was in route traveling, but I can go back, I'm sure, to the website, the TLC.com website, and look at it. I've just been just so busy with the Olympics going on and all of what's have you. But anyway, if you have not checked this show out, I think you should. If you know TLC and their brand of how they bring us some of the most, shall we say, unique television shows and topics. Some of these shows are pretty, they are, some people call them bizarre. I call them interesting. And there are some where you have learned a lot of things, different medical conditions that exist in the world with some people. Unfortunately, they are suffering, but they try to get them help. And in some cases, they really have gotten them help. But this is a more of a fun show. Love at First Kiss on the TLC channel network. And you can see it. I always like to say, just to make sure, check your local listings for the exact time, but for the easy time zones, 10 Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, Wednesdays on the TLC channel. So again, thank you, Shondo Blaze, for being our guest. And we want to thank all of you, as always, for listening. If you want to reach us at any time, send us an email, filmfestivalradio@gmail.com. And what we probably will do, we'll bring Mr. Shondo back. He's coming back anyway, but we'll get some updates about the Whirly Dirly. Let's see, has he been keeping that whirly-dirly circulating among those out there who are looking for love. Or maybe you're just wanting to improve your kissing technique. This sounds like this is a masterful technique to master. No, I don't think I qualify to do the whirly-dirly for those of you who are asking. But, you know, thank you for asking anyway. I'm glad you did. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio. Thank you, Shonda Blaze, for being our guest. And again, Olympics, we're in the middle of Olympics season. You can get more details in bcolympics.com. Don't forget to tune in tonight. If you are a big fan of Olympic swimming, Olympic gymnastics, those rounds are coming up tonight in BC. Check your listing again for the exact time in your city. But again, you can always go to nbcolympics.com because they are streaming live. So as always, thank you guys for listening. And we will see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I'm Janice Malone, and I am out of here. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.